Hello and welcome, everyone, to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Malmquist.
I tell you, Kay, I'm looking forward to today's guest. I don't know her real well, but I've heard some really terrific things about her. I think it's going to be a terrific interview, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yep, I think all of our listeners are going to find her very interesting, and so I guess we should probably kick it off.
All right. So today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Miss Hazel Fields. How are you doing today, Hazel?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, good.
I hope everybody else is too.
Oh, I do too. I hope so. So what we like to do, Hazel, first of all, when we do our interviews is if someone that we're interviewing does have a visual impairment, we ask them, what was the cause of their visual impairment? So share with us, what is the cause of your vision loss?
Okay, I'll give you a short version, short as I can anyway. I developed rheumatoid arthritis when I was about a year and a half old. And we lived in California in the East Bay area in Oakland. And so it took them some time to find out what I had. And then I was in the UC hospital for a couple of years. And during that time, the cataracts, it caused cataracts to start. And they released me when I was about 3 and a half and told my parents I would never walk again. And my parents had bought a farm down in the San Joaquin Valley. So that's where they took me. And I really think it's because of that, that the arthritis went into remission, because my father said I wanted to be outside with the other kids. And so he fixed a place outside for me, and I was probably in the sunshine quite a bit. And I read a couple of years ago that the sunshine is actually good for rheumatoid arthritis. So I don't know about now with the ozone layer the way it is, but anyway, my mother did a lot of, it was a farm, they had the vegetables and they got fresh fruit. We had a cow and chickens, and I kind of think it was a combination maybe of diet and sunshine and the fact that I had to scoot to try to get around, and so probably that was good for me.
Yeah.
But my sight, I had some sight. I had quite enough to do a lot of things with my brothers. I did have to invent some new ways of climbing, but I always tried to climb to the highest point. I was a regular tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much, then later on when they removed the cataract, the surgery was successful, I guess, but then I later developed secondary glaucoma. And that has done a lot of damage over the years. Okay. Until I just don't have much left.
Yeah. Okay. So would you consider yourself more on the totally blind side or low vision side?
These days it's mostly, I just don't have much.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, cool.
I
very
can
good.
See when the lights are on, but I can't see the sidewalk to stay on it anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Hazel, you told us a little bit about your vision loss, and you mentioned, your brothers and stuff. Share with us, do you have any other siblings? Are your parents still living? So talk to us a little bit about your immediate family.
No, my parents, my father died in 84 and my mother died in 95. And there were 9 of us, and there are 4 of us left.
And
I have 2 sisters and 1 brother left.
Okay.
But they're not here in Columbia. They're not nearby, so I don't get to visit much.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Okay. So were you guys very close growing up?
Yes. Kind of in groups of 3. The 3 older ones are closer, and I was closer to my 2 younger brothers, and then the 3 youngest ones, they kind of ran around together. So that's the way that went.
So where was home for Hazel Fields growing up?
The San Joaquin Valley.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So what brought you to Columbia?
I came here to go to law school, and that was in 88. I came in the fall of 88, and I went to law school. I did not start practicing right away. Actually, I passed the bar in 95, and I still didn't start practicing too much, you know, for a few years. But then I did some things with a friend and was in solo practice for a while.
And was there a particular area of law that you concentrated on?
I had some experience with property. I did only one criminal case. I didn't want to do criminal law, but I did do this one case on ordinance violation. Managed to keep the guy out of jail, but anyway, I mean,
yeah.
Mostly it was family law and especially uncontested divorces.
Okay.
And just a little of this and that, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Kay here in just a second, but I do have one question. So how was that for you, being blind, you know, people approaching you as someone involved with law but is visually impaired? Was that an obstacle, or were people okay with that?
Some were, some weren't. I've held two other jobs before that, so, you know, it's... and I had training in computer programming way back in the 70s. Well, no, it was in 69. And trying to get a job in California, I couldn't get past personnel. You know, they would flat tell you at that time, we don't think a blind person can do this,
mm-hmm.
even though there were blind people doing it.
Yes.
So then later on, of course, they weren't as overt about it, but they would still deny you the job. But I finally went to work for the state of Missouri, and then I went to work for the federal government, and then I went to law school.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, that's very interesting. You've got quite a work history and everything. So, Kay, you got questions?
Yeah, I sure do. One of my questions is, so you moved to Missouri to go to law school and things like that. How did you get involved with MCB? And, you know, what was your experience in the process of getting involved with it?
Well, I moved to Missouri in 1970 because my family had moved here. And I was still looking for a job out there, but not able to get one. So I moved here, and then I finally got a job in Hannibal at the diagnostic clinic there. And some people that I knew there were involved with MCB. And that's when I first went to a convention. Might have been in 72 or 3, somewhere in there. And so I knew the people that I knew at that time are a lot of them no longer around.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that you've been a member since 1972 or thereabouts?
Off and on. I mean, okay. Mostly when I moved away from St. Louis and to go to law school here, I got so caught up in that I kind of drifted away from things. And there wasn't really an organization here at the time. It was the NFB, you know.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had been in Wright in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Wright.
Yes.
But I had been in Wright for several years, and I just didn't see myself joining NCB.
Yeah, okay. Okay, go ahead.
That's interesting. And so when you got involved with MCB, with your affiliate down there, how involved did you get, and how involved are you right now?
You mean when I was in Hannibal?
Yeah.
Not very much in Hannibal. I went to conventions with, you know, and met some people and talked to people and so on. But when I joined Wright, I was in that for, I don't know, a year or two or whatever. And then finally I did become an officer there. I was a recording secretary and corresponding secretary. I was on the building board, and that was about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how about if we probably shouldn't do this yet, but I mean, we could. How about fast forwarding now? You should tell people what your involvement is. I'm sure a lot of people know already, but hey, what are you doing as far as MCB is concerned now?
Well, I am, now we have a group here, Tiger Council of the Blind, mm-hmm. which I've been in for quite some time. And it looked like we were going to have to disband, and I really didn't want to. Our membership is down, and COVID was here and all that. So they talked me into becoming president.
There you go.
I'm trying to do that.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Involvement. Well, and I love to see people involved like
that. You bet. That's right. Well, Kay fast forwarded. So I'm going to rewind here.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if everybody knew that you were currently president, and I wanted people to know that. So,
yeah, okay. You bet. Yeah. So, Hazel, have you been able to stay in touch with the folks there, right? Of course, now they have dissolved as well. And
the people that I knew there, I knew the Murphys and the Lilies and the, you know, I was in, these times when the word won't come to you, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
BRL.
Yeah, yeah.
Braille
yeah.
Revival League. Way right. back mm-hmm. to the beginning with Zeta Albee and Alma Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That goes way back. You bet.
Yes,
yeah.
It certainly does.
Yes. Certainly wow. Does. Okay. All right. So now here you're the president of Tiger Council. How's that working out for you?
Well, they tell me I'm doing all right. I hope I am. I don't feel like I'm doing enough or doing, you know, I don't know what I could, I need to improve. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's frustrating when you feel like you're not doing it enough, but what is it that you should be doing? And believe me, I understand that. I've been there many times in my life where I feel like I'm not doing justice, but yet you are, because people really feel like you care. And, you know, so it's a tough road to walk, I'll tell you.
Well, I'd like to do more. I think now that I'm not doing law anymore, I'm still a member of the bar, but I'm not active. So I try to keep up on the news, kind of, you know, but I'm not doing any cases right now. And I really don't want to go to court anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, but, you know, I wouldn't mind doing some online things, you know, and
sure.
And especially I need to learn more technology. I'm a big believer in education, and I've uh-huh. been for a long time feeling that for blind people, a big stumbling block, a big one, is access to information.
Sure, that's right.
You don't have access to information, you can't make decisions. You can't, you know, it's education and then having access to information and being able to do something with it. That's what it's all about now.
Oh, it is. You're right. Well, you know, Hazel, with your knowledge and experience, and I didn't know, you know, your background or anything like that, but just listening to you share a little bit about your work history and the kind of different things you've been involved in, I'd really like to strongly encourage you to consider maybe even doing something on the state level. We're always looking for good quality people, and you certainly seem like you would fit the bill.
Well, I think that's what I want to do with the rest of my life, is become more involved with doing things in the blindness community at the state level, I don't know. I'm in the lawyers group with the ACV.
Yes.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. I try to go. I've gone to more of those conventions than I have the state conventions lately. So I'd like to go to the state convention this year, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to manage it.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you do. Yeah. It'd be great to meet you. And I really think you'd be an asset. And it would be just a lot of fun to see you there, honestly. So if you can manage it, please try to figure out how, because it would be great to see you there.
I'd like to contribute.
There you go.
Are you still there? I just hit something on the cell phone, actually.
Oh, yeah, I thought I heard something weird there, but that's all right. But now, we were talking yesterday, Hazel, before we started our recording today. But yesterday you were telling me, because I knew that you had gone to the ACB National Conference Convention this year in Omaha, and you told me that you had contracted COVID, but you didn't know exactly whether it was at the convention or on the flight back home or what. So what was your experience like? Again, as you mentioned, you've been to a number of them. So did you enjoy this year's conference and convention?
I did, but you see, I am getting more orthopedic difficulties. So I did a lot of the meetings via Zoom on my computer from the room. I did not go in person to very many meetings, and I did do a few of the excursion trips, but not that much. There were some that I just didn't feel I would be up to, like walking across that bridge. I really would have liked to do that. But I did go on the riverboat cruise, and I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I went, and I knew I was taking a risk, you know, and we drove down there, three of us. And then one other person got COVID and they had to come back. And so I was scrambling to get a flight, you know, and get home at the last minute. And the flight was full. I wore a mask, but I don't know if the other people were or not, of course, because mm-hmm. I couldn't see them.
Right.
So I may have got it there, or I could have got it at the convention. I don't know. But I didn't have a very severe case. I was very lucky. And I didn't get it until after I came back. So that was, and I had it for a few days. I had to quarantine for 5 days, and it was just like a cold. I lost my voice at one point, but it wasn't very bad, and I never got a fever. I'm very lucky.
Okay.
But I had the shots and the boosters, so.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll pass it back to you, Kay.
Yeah, okay. Put me on the spot. So he likes to do that. So, you know, you got involved with MCB, and, you know, obviously you didn't know people. So why did you get involved with MCB? Were you looking to meet more friends or people, or what was your reasoning behind actually getting involved?
Well, as I say, at first I went, when I was living in Hannibal, I came down to St. Louis to some conventions with some people that I knew there. And then later on, when I moved to St. Louis and I went to work for Social Security then, I got involved with Wright because I can't remember if somebody contacted me that knew about me, knew I had moved there, you know, from Hannibal. It might have been that. Or I might have still, I just can't remember that far back how, but I knew I wanted to be involved because I wanted to go to, and it did take a while, I'll tell you. I came to a lot of meetings where people, I thought, gee, they talk to each other, but they don't talk to me much.
Mm.
I think that's one thing that in organizations that you need to do is reach out to new people more, because we would have a social event after the meeting and everybody knew everybody. A lot of them had gone to school together at the School for the Blind. Of course, I wasn't from here, so I didn't know them. And I just stuck with it and gradually got involved. But I wanted to be able to meet with people who were facing some of the same problems, had some of the same issues. I like talking to people about what they're going through and how they're solving maybe some of the same problems that I have.
Sure.
I had a lot of stuff. For instance, just not too long ago, I was in on this Zoom meeting all about labeling. And I learned some things there that I hadn't known about. This is one thing that I trying to do more of, because as I've lost more vision over the last several years, I can't see colors anymore, for one thing. And I used to be able to see better than I can now. And for instance, the corn, the Libby's corn, I could see the L, and it was like Libby's, 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 you know, they had, so I could see one L above each other, you know, and I knew that was my Libby's corn, but not anymore. And I could see the O on the oysters, and I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Right. So, right.
There are things like that. And just issues that other, and I like to hear about other people's experiences of what they've had to deal with in their life. And that I like hearing about people who have similar things, but I also like to hear about varied backgrounds.
Sure.
I'm very interested in people.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of admiration for people who've overcome different adversities at whatever stage of their life, because that's what you have to do. You just have to push and keep going forward and keep trying and get every bit of experience out of life that you can.
Hey, so I had a lot of the same experiences you did when I first joined, because I'm actually new to Missouri. I came down here to live in 2013, and that's exactly, I joined UWB.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Here.
Yep. I joined UWB because I wanted to meet more people. And that was my main objective. I really didn't have any aspiration to becoming president and whatever. And I was just a know-it-all brat from Wisconsin. So it was like you said, going to a table and saying, hey, who are you? You know, because they didn't come to you. So it wasn't a bad thing. It just is what it is. And that's how you kind of break into you know, knowing people and stuff. And so I see we kind of had a lot of the same experiences. But Chip, I'm sorry, I think I interrupted you.
No, no, that's okay though. That's you're good. That's just fine. Hazel, I was going to ask, because we still have some folks that really don't know Hazel Fields. So tell us about Hazel. Share with us about your personality. What's your makeup? Share with us about, what is it that makes Hazel Fields tick? Just share with us anything that you would like to share with us so that people could really get to know you better.
Well, I like to do a lot of reading, and I read over a wide range of subjects. And of course, my tastes have changed over the years. I think everybody's does. But I've been a big reader ever since my sister first read Bambi to me when I was about 6 years old.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So I try to read sources as I can. Everything from trashy fiction to science to law, history, anthropology, archaeology. I really have a fairly eclectic taste.
Okay. So, but do you consider yourself quiet, reserved, outgoing? You know,
I think I'm more outgoing than I used to be. I used to be very shy and kind of, for instance, when I first started college, I didn't want to walk into a room that people were in unless I knew exactly what seat I was going to go to. And I didn't like to be called on. Well, I got over that. I got so that I could actually stand up in court and talk. But that took several years.
Yeah.
You would think coming from a large family that I would be more comfortable, but I wasn't. I went to the California School for the Blind through the eighth grade, and I didn't get to start there until I was about 8 years old because they had a waiting list. So I was a little behind. I made up a couple years, two different times, but I was still a year behind. But I was very shy, and unless somebody from my family was around, I was not comfortable. And I think partly going to work, that helped me. when I actually got out and got, you know, into a different environment where I was actually working and actually having to do something. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I like to knit, crochet, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like music, and I like a lot of different kinds of music. I took piano lessons at the School for the Blind. And then when I got into my 60s, I thought, I want an instrument I can carry around. So I went over here to the university and decided to take flute lessons. So I can do a little bit of that. And of course, being able to read Braille music helps, because I could never do it by ear. I was not good at that. But I don't know. I like... I don't know what else to say. I like variety of things, and I've always wanted to be able to go more places and do more things. And if I could have seen, I would have been an explorer, I think, or an astronaut or something.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I could ask you this. As long as we're on this subject, you're talking about you crochet and you knit, do things like that. I don't know. I'm not going to leave much of a legacy like that behind. I promise you that. I tried that, and it's like, okay. But anyway, I appreciate when people can do that kind of thing. But my question is what is it, you started talking about this, that people, is there anything that people don't know about Hazel that they might really find interesting, something you've done, a hobby you have that's kind of really different, or just something that might surprise people about Hazel?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have too much of a secret life. Wish I did. Might be more interesting, but no, I don't know. I'm just, I think I mentioned a lot of things. Oh, I've gone on a few trips by myself where other people thought that was, you know, not something that they might do as a blind person. I did go. I went to the London Law Program. And during the break, I went on a trip to Russia. But I had a little bit of vision, and I was able to follow with the group and stay with the group. At that
time.
Well,
that's cool. Good for you.
I've done that. I've done some traveling by myself. I've been stranded a few times. I actually have got a few places where I didn't know where I was, and I still don't know where I was. But I got out of them, you know, and my mother used to say that her mother told her, don't be afraid to live for fear you'll die.
There you go. Exactly. Well, that's neat. Chip, do you have any other questions?
Oh, yeah. So, Hazel, do you have a nickname? Because I've known,
I'm sorry, the volume went down.
Yeah. I was asking, do you have a nickname, or do you prefer people call your Hazel? I knew a Hazel. We always just called her Hazy. I don't know if you have a different nickname, or do you prefer to be called Hazel?
I don't have a nickname. When I was in high school, some friends of mine tried to come up with a nickname for me, and we couldn't figure one out.
Yeah. So did your parents give you the name Hazel because from maybe like the TV show from years ago, Hazel?
No. They named me way before they ever had a TV.
Yeah.
We never had a TV until I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We didn't have a telephone till I was 10 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm told that I was named after an aunt of my father's.
Okay.
And then it just turned out that my eyes were Hazel.
Okay. All right.
Because I couldn't have known that when I
was there. Yeah.
No, no. The win-win situation.
Well, Hazel, we have just a few minutes left here. So you've been a member of MCB for quite a long time. Is there anything that really stands out in your mind that you can go back, reflect on that you've really enjoyed about MCB? You mentioned about the conventions. I don't know all the things that you've been involved with MCB, but is there anything that maybe stands out in your mind that you really have enjoyed?
I have just enjoyed getting together with people. I wish we could do more of that, but getting to people together with people in social groups, because I don't have family. I never got married. I don't have kids. And so, you know, COVID has really been a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I always enjoy getting together with groups and doing things, even if we're just talking.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Well, Kay, I know I forgot to ask a question last week, and you reminded me of that. I'm going to turn it back to you and have you ask that one question that I failed to ask our guest from last week, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I sure do. But I didn't pick on you. I just was nice about it, I think. But anyway. Okay. So, Hazel, my question is, if you had any words to say to people or anything that you feel that you would like to let people know, you know, encouragement or whatever, what would those be?
Do everything you can, try everything that you can. Don't, you know, leave something behind, and just think, if you come to the end and you're looking back, are you going to regret not doing something? Mm-hmm. You know, try to avoid that. Try to avoid building up regrets. I wrote a piece about something and I had an image in it of a person dragging along a filing cabinet filled with might have beens and if onlys. And I was told that was a very good image. don't drag along such a filing cabinet.
That's great. I agree. I really do. Try to put aside your fears and do what you have, what you want to do, no matter what people say. Yeah, that's a great thing. I appreciate that. And it's something people should think about. So thanks for that very much.
You bet. Well, Hazel, I want to thank you for being our special guest today. I really appreciate it. I think people maybe get to know you a little bit better. But I still want to strongly encourage you to reach out to either myself or Kay, because I can really see a spot for you on the state level. So we've got some positions that still are out there that are available. We're seeking people that can fill maybe a couple of these positions, and you just might be the right person to fill one of those positions. So I'm sure that either Kay or myself will, you know, be speaking with you again here pretty quickly. And because we'd really like to get to know you better. Just from listening to your story today, I find you very fascinating. I mean, so much about what you shared, I did not know. And so I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for being open and honest and just, you know, again, letting people get to know who Hazel Fields really is. So thank you so much for that. And well, ladies, yep, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I still feel like I don't deserve to be, but anyway, thank you. And no, I really do want to become, I think as you lose friends, you need to make new ones. And that's what I want to do. And I want to become more involved.
Yeah. Well
good, because I agree with Chip. It was fascinating. All of these Meet the People to me have been fascinating, because we've been interviewing people that I don't know. And that includes you. And I would love to see you involved more. Yep. If that's what you want, that's absolutely what you should do, for sure. Yeah,
that's right. And, you know, Hazel, just in the few times that you and I have had conversations, you do seem like really an outgoing type person, a fun-loving person, a person that really enjoys having a good time, whether that's just sitting around the table you know, with a drink and having conversation, or whether it's actually been involved with something that requires some sort of activity. So you really seems like you're that type of person. You don't want to just sit at home, be alone, not want to go anywhere, do anything, but you want to get out and experience the world.
I do. Yes.
All right. Well, again, Hazel, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview, we would be happy to hear from you. You can give me a call, Chip Haley, 417-540-9703.
Or call me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and we'll catch you right back here next time.